Chapter 49. So forensics confirmed he was dead before the explosion? Healy said. Yes, Jesse said. Jesse was in his office drinking coffee, speaking with Healy on the phone. What did you make of that? Healy said.
I had an epiphany, Jesse said.
Meaning?
A sudden realization. I wasn't asking for the definition of the word, Healy said. With you, one never knows.
What was your epiphany?
Rollo Nurse, Jesse said.
Who's Rollo Nurse?
The ex-con who Captain Kronjager thought might be coming for me. Healy didn't say anything. I believe he's here.
In Paradise?
Yes.
So, what are you going to do?
I'm going to find him. I'm going to step up the night patrols. Check all the motels and residential hotels. Ask around town about him.
A start, Healy said.
A start, Jesse said.
You'll be on alert?
I'm always on alert, Jesse said.
Except when you're not, Healy said.
Jesse gave instructions to Perkins, Suitcase, and Bauer to increase the number of cars on night patrol from 2 to 8. He ordered 2 officers per vehicle, no more solo patrols. He distributed copies of the photo taken of Rollo Nurse at his release from Lompoc State Prison. It had been faxed by Captain Kronjager at Jesse's request. He ordered that these photos be shown at every residence facility that might cater to transients, as well as convenience stores and liquor shops. He made certain everyone knew that Rollo Nurse was to be considered armed and dangerous. Appropriate caution should be exercised in any potential exchange with him. Jesse let them know he would also be part of the night patrol team. Stuart Tauber pulled his late model Taurus into the driveway of his house. He got out and was heading for the front door when he spotted Jesse across the street, leaning against his cruiser. Tauber walked cautiously toward him.
"You again," he said.
"Yep," Jesse said.
Tauber crossed the street and approached him.
"What do you want this time?" he said.
"I wanted to see where you live."
"You've seen it. Now you can leave."
"Do you have kids, Mr. Tauber?"
"That would be none of your business."
"Records say you have a son."
"If you already knew, why did you ask?"
"Is your son in any danger?"
"What's that supposed to mean?"
"Do you abuse your son, Mr. Tauber?"
"What kind of question is that?"
"Do you restrict your activities only to young girls, or are you an equal opportunity abuser?"
"I've had quite enough of you, Stone."
"Does your wife know?" Jesse said.
"I'm calling my lawyer," Tauber said.
"Good idea."
"What?"
"You're going to need a lawyer, Tauber," Jesse said.
Tauber glared at him. Then he turned, crossed the street, and went inside his house. Jesse brought his findings to Assistant District Attorney Martin Reagan.
"What do you want to do about this?" Reagan said.
"I want to arrest him, make a spectacle of it, in front of the entire school."
"How will you do that?"
"At the Friday morning assembly."
"Are you sure the girls will testify?"
"One of them surely will. The others will follow," Jesse said. "I'll prepare the paperwork. Try not to hurt yourself."
"Not to worry. That's why the government provides us with assistance."
"I knew there was a reason."
When Jesse finally got home, he poured himself a scotch. He was unnerved by Rollo Nurse. He had remembered the night when he thought he heard strange noises. Maybe it had been Rollo. Maybe he knew where Jesse lived. He took his scotch upstairs and was surprised to find Mildred Memory asleep on his bed. She'd been spending more and more time indoors. She was becoming domesticated. When Jesse tried to get into bed, he encountered a problem. Mildred Memory was stretched out diagonally across the bed, which left very little room for him. He attempted to push her out of his way, but that made her all the more resolute. Finally, he picked her up, got himself comfortable, and then placed her back down. She looked at him with half-closed eyes, then stretched out again, making it eminently clear she regarded the bed as hers. Jesse smiled. Working around the cat, he made himself as comfortable as he could, then went to sleep.